All right. Today we are talking about training versus straining.
All right. And not the straining that you guys are probably imagining.
No.
Not George being in his office about 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Office.
I know.
Welcome to the Fit Life Show, where we share tips and tricks on fitness, food, family, and fun.
Good times.
I mean, the adage, right? Everybody says if you ain't straining, you ain't training.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
no straps, no lats. I mean, we can keep going on.
Yeah, yeah, there's all kinds.
Do you both subscribe to that, or do you not really think you have to strain in order to actually train?
Oh, no, if you're straining, you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depending, right? There's, I guess there is a, I won't say a fine line, but there's a difference between, you know, having a slight strain if you're trying to push that last rep out, or that straining to where you're flopping like a fish trying to push the weight up or pull the weight, however you want to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's probably the biggest thing is really, you know, is your form staying intact?
Yeah.
And if it is, then straining is fine.
Just don't hold your breath.
If you are not keeping your form, then it could be, it's bad. It's too much. You need to cut it back a little bit or get a better spotter.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I always kind of tell, you know, clients or even people that were training just in passing, right? It's quality over quantity.
Yeah.
You know, so I always want to have a quality. I mean, if you're straining and your quality is, I guess, suffering, then reconsider a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about it when you're on the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when a little strain is good.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be straining every time.
Yeah, but if you're straining, I mean, you got to have some more fiber in your diet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my.
It's the truth. It's one of those things. I mean, you really don't want to be straining. I mean, it can lead to other things, right? Hemorrhoids, aneurysms. I mean, there's other health side effects that could happen from straining, not only while on the toilet, but, you know, while lifting, it happens.
Have you strained so hard and never had like an instant headache or anything?
I wouldn't say an instant headache, but that cloudiness, that tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely happened before.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I've definitely had that same thing where I've had been, kind of pushing and I felt a pull like in my neck from doing that. So there's definitely, some things you got to worry about, with doing a lot of straining and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So there's a good kind of straining and a bad kind of straining, I think.
Yeah.
But
there, I would say that there is a fine line difference between the two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how do you train your trainees to know the difference between the good and the bad strain? I mean, you said there's kind of like a fine line. How do you make sure that they know what that line is?
Well, like George mentioned, right? If your form starts to suffer, that's the key point. That's the key indicator. If you're depending on what exercise you're doing, right? If your back starts to arc, if your feet are coming up off the ground, or if you're kind of just like completely coming off balance, not symmetrical, form is going to be would be the biggest indicator to let a client know that hey, you're straining a little too much. Just go ahead and reduce the weight up. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Sometimes you just get fatigued. Everybody has their days. Everybody has their moments. And dropping the weight down a little bit, reducing it to where you have an effective lift versus an ineffective lift is going to be key.
Yeah. Yeah. And breathing is also a part of it. I'm more of a hold your breather until you're, like after I get out of the hole or whatever it is, I'm breathing in and then I hold for that split second kind of at the bottom. And then as I'm pushing up, I'm trying to breathe out. You know what I mean? So if I keep holding that breath when the weight is really heavy, then my face turns bright red and, and I'm definitely guilty of it at different points, but that's an indicator that I look at when I'm training somebody as well. Like, hey, your face is,
you need to breathe
10 shades of red and turning blue.
Or blue.
So, you just got to make sure that you're, again, if you're straining too hard, you can cause like aneurysms or things like that.
Yeah.
So you have to, be careful.
That, and if you're straining to the point to where you're holding your breath and not breathing, then you're going to hit the ground. You're going to black out. I mean, some of you, if not, a lot of you have probably seen the videos on YouTube, Instagram, however you want to look at it, where, people are deadlifting and they're just holding their breath the entire time, or squatting.
Yeah.
They may complete the lift and then instantly smack their face on the ground just because, once that blood, that breath is released or whatever, it's just instant blood rush or however you want to look at it, and then out cold you go for you know, 5-10 seconds till you come to, which is dangerous, right? Especially if you're working in by yourself or if you're around other equipment. I mean, because if you're falling forward, back, you know, left to right, you know, you don't know what's around you. And if you're, and if there is equipment, you're going to not only, you know,
hey, you have a bad day,
hurt yourself, you're going to have a bad day or a bad week or weeks to come trying to explain, you know, why is that you have a concussion or a bruised eye or face.
Yeah. 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 So, and that kind of, you know, brings us to, you know, like, how do people strain? I mean, would you say that more people strain doing, you know, like more like reps or, you know, like more endurance training, or do you think it's more powerlifting? Or
definitely, for my, in my opinion, I think it's more on the powerlifting side.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
I agree.
Yeah. Powerlifting side, you know, cause it's, you're looking at heavyweight, low rep, right? So you're looking at that, those big numbers, those big lifts, you know, especially when you look at, you know, your top three, your bench, deadlift, squat, yeah. Everybody's trying to, you know, get those numbers, you know, want to be in that 1000 plus pound club. Right. So that, I would say that's probably going to be the most times you're going to see a lot of the straining coming in.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I find that most people, you know, like you said, either that or like an overhead. Yeah. Or, you know, anything like that, that you're pushing your max weight, you know, so that's just when you have to be careful, is when you're pushing your max weight.
Yeah.
Because what Jose's is and mine is or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because everybody's body's going to be different. Everybody has their, you know, their, I guess, individual strengths and weaknesses. Right. So, you know, just somebody may be very strong on their bench, you know, but their squat deads may not be, you know, equivalent or vice versa. Right. You know, their squat and deads are pretty, you know, on point. They're, you know, pull or squat, you know, 400, 500 plus pounds, but their bench is going to suffer. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, or their bench may suffer. So it's just, you got to, you know, figure out what's the balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you want to push yourself, but you don't want to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
You know, no, that adage, what, no pain, no gain. Yeah. I mean, there is some truth to that, yeah. But there's also, you know,
it can be taken too far.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's a healthy pain. Yeah. Healthy pain. There is a healthy pain. And that's usually like that burning sensation you get within the muscles, you know, where you know that you're working it, but it's not excruciatingly painful, where it's debilitating. Mm-hmm. I think that's where, you know, where you can definitely, you know, identify a, you know, good and bad pain.
Yeah.
If it's debilitating, then you're probably doing something wrong.
Well, that, and usually, a good pain would be a building pain.
Yeah.
Whereas a bad pain is usually like a sharp, quick pain. So like it's something you feel very, very quickly. You know, as soon as you did it, ow.
I messed up.
I should not have done that, or that's too much, or
and,
whatever.
And you nonchalantly grab your stuff and you leave.
Yeah.
Because that's when you go to your car and you cry home.
Yeah.
I say it because I've done it. Been there, done that. You know, I guess, you know, partially my doing, you know, learning as I was growing up, you know, not being educated, you know, straining my lower back was a big thing for me. I'd done it at least a couple, if not three times at this point in time. But once again, right, I was uneducated. And every time that it happened, it was just like, okay, yep, I done messed up. I probably shouldn't have done that. I'm going to grab my stuff, hop in my car, drive myself to the ER, call Yvonne and be like, hey, can you pick me up at the ER? Because I'm about to get some shots and I'm going to be loopy. I can't drive home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were always fun phone calls. Because it was always met with like, again?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. No, I've definitely...
I mean, you probably have some injuries you could probably speak of, you know, where you strain yourself because of... Yep. I wouldn't say maybe not being educated, just ego lifting maybe even.
Yeah. That, you know, or too much, you know, overtraining.
Yeah.
You know, I've definitely been in that category where... You know, I've overtrained and you have to be really careful.
Yeah.
Because you're more likely to overtrain and strain something and hurt something with overtraining. And, you know, so there's, you know, I've had some shoulder things and, but nothing really, really bad. I've had one bad back incident and it was spotting somebody. So that's the weirdest thing ever. I wasn't even lifting anything really. But yeah, I was spotting somebody and the heated seat in the car was my best friend, you know, to push your back into that.
Oh, yeah.
And right. Even now, if I have a heavy deadlift day and I feel a little bit of tightness, back strain or whatever like that, I'll be like, so scooch back in there, get that heat on there. And I'm like, So yeah. So in treat, what about, you know, if you get a muscle strain, I mean, we kind of shift gears a little bit and go, if you get a muscle strain or something like that,
I'm a big proponent of the RICE method, right? Yep. Rest, ice, compression, elevation.
Yeah.
Anything that's going to relieve the stress off of that muscle area or that area, you know, ice it down, compress, heat, hot cold therapy? That's definitely beneficial. Warm baths. There's a lot of, you know, kind of self home remedies that you can do. But my go-to is if anybody gets hurt, if you can rice it. And everybody's always looking at me like, well, what do you mean rice it? I put a bag of rice. No. Rice, rest, ice, compression, elevation.
You can heat up rice.
Yeah.
And put that in a.
Yeah, but you got to be careful sock. With that. You overheat that, it's going to burn you.
Have you tried it?
I haven't burned myself. I have known people that have. Especially when I told them rice it and they put a bag of rice in the microwave and then threw it right on their skin with no towel.
Mm. I usually put
like
it.
Like I say, I laughed because I was like, you know, you're an idiot.
But. Yeah. I usually put it in something that, like, a bag or a sock or something like that that you can kind of.
I've never heard of anyone like
it serves as a warm compress.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. And then just so you have both, right? Have your warm sock of rice and then an ice pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your ice pack in your sock. So you can buy a set of tube socks.
Boom.
Two. Boom. You got both.
You don't need to go to the pharmacy or these fancy CVS, Walgreens to buy these fancy packs.
Just, yeah, you just get a Ziploc, put it inside of it.
And then a sock or a towel, some sort of an insulator.
Yeah.
Boom.
I think socks are best because then you got a little handle. You tie it off at the top.
And if somebody makes you mad, you can whip them with it.
Yeah.
Get your kids in check.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. So I guess, you know, how would you avoid, you know, overtraining, which could lead to, you know, muscle strains? What would be your best advice on that?
Oh, man, it would probably be have a plan. You know, that every time I always hurt myself and I don't hurt myself often, but in overtrain, it's usually because I don't have a plan.
Yeah.
It's usually because I'm like, well, today I'm going to work out. I'm going to do this in the morning. And then somebody comes in, Jerry or somebody comes in. And I'm like, hey, I'll work out with you too. And then I work out with them. And then I'm like, well, you know what? I feel like, you know, going for a run or doing this or whatever. And so, you know, if your body's not prepared to do those kind of things, then you can very easily overtrain. Now, I've been at different points in my life where that was not overtraining. I could do that. I could work out almost all day and not hurt myself or anything because I had trained so much.
Wow.
But you have to get to that point. You have to build up. So definitely I think having a plan is probably the biggest help to avoiding that, you know, and
a plan, you mean I'm going to be using this machine today and doing.
Yeah. What you're going to do. Yeah. You're going to do. You not just going in the gym aimlessly and saying, you know what, I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
And then you've done 15.
Four hours later, you're leaving the gym.
Yeah. Chris.
I mean, I didn't say it. You said it. I wasn't going to call him out.
But so we have a lovely member, Chris. And a lot of you guys watch the episode, you would know which Chris I'm talking about. And he tends to hang out here. And sometimes I think he overtrains. Sometimes, you know, he's fine. But in any case, it's just knowing you, knowing what you can handle and do, and then having a plan for that. And if you don't have a plan, that's why we're here.
Yep.
Trainers, you can get a trainer. They have apps out, and hopefully one day we will, you know, and things like that.
Caleb, if we do get an app, what are we going to call it?
We can't call it the Fitbod app because somebody stole my thing.
How much is it to buy that out?
They're pretty popular. Right, I don't think we're going to be able to afford that. So we're going to have to say, I don't know, maybe in the comments you can help us.
Say the same thing. If you have an idea, I mean, obviously the app would probably be a little bit before we can make that come to fruition. But, you know, if you got some good name ideas that would be catchy that maybe you would be looking for or, you know, people you know may be looking for, throw it out there. I mean, we're always willing to listen. You know that?
Yeah. Yeah. So what about you? Do you have any tips or anything like that about avoiding overtraining?
Yeah, I mean, you hit a spot on, right, having a plan. But also, I mean, knowing your limits, knowing your limitations, knowing exactly what you can and can't do, when to say, okay, yeah, that's enough. Listening to your body is important too. I'm guilty of that. You know, I've been running a little more consistently in the past few months. So that alongside with, you know, strength training and still doing, you know, personal training. So, I'm definitely having to balance my time a little better now, making sure that, like you said, right, make sure I'm not overtraining, making sure I'm planning, having a plan and getting that rest. just knowing the limits, knowing when to say, okay, yeah, your body's not feeling today, I can't run. Like today, I did legs this morning.
Yeah.
Definitely not running today.
Yeah.
Just because there would be no way.
Yeah.
One, because it was quad focused and my quads are shot.
All right. You guys got anything else for that?
No, that's pretty much all I got at this point.
Just a brief overview on training and straining.
Remember, there's a healthy strain and a non-healthy strain. So know your limits, listen to your body.
Yep.
And if anything else, ask, listen to us.
Yep.
We're no experts, but we know a little thing or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you agree?
Yeah. Been around. What's the saying? I was born, but not yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. So. Caleb might have been born yesterday.
Not true.
Not quite.
All right. Well, I guess till next time.
Till next time.
Till next time.
Well, folks, that's all for now. Keep your eyes open for our next episode coming soon. Or make it easier on yourself and click that subscribe button right down there. Or there to the side. Or there. Or, wherever it's put, click it and you'll be notified the instant a new episode becomes available. Please let us know what you think of our show and what you'd like to hear on here in the future. Is there a workout that stumps you or something you have a question about? Post them on the Fit Life Show Facebook page. Till next time, this is the Fit Life Show, brought to you by Fit Bodies Unlimited. Get fit, stay fit.